Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, what are you hearing from Mikey, Dylon? What's MJ have to say?
I got to check in with him. I haven't heard anything yet. Haven't got any pictures yet, so I'm going to have to pick his brain a little bit. I know they left Friday. They got there sometime Friday night. And
I've seen them on Insta.
Yeah.
I mean, they're knee-deep in it, man.
So. Yeah, I gotta double check with him. I'll hit him up today, and I'll report back tomorrow with a good story.
I would have to guess that Mike Johnson woke up this morning doing his CEO morning routine. Probably went over to AJC.com, saw D-Led's mock draft, and just called the wife and said, I'm canceling everything.
I need to be on the air.
I can tell you this. I do know they did get the passes. I don't know what they're called now.
Fast passes.
They did get the fast passes for some of the rides. Now I think you have to choose three rides that you use the fast passes on. It's not like you can use them for every ride.
They'll give us the lowdown, yeah.
Yeah, so he got some fast passes. So at least they're not having to wait super long in line.
Speaking of fast passes, that's what people are going to want to do. With the D-Led mock draft, they're going to say, D-Led, that's a fast pass. I'll pass on that. Take folks through, first of all, the intrigue at the top of the draft now, and then how it falls into play or doesn't for the Falcons.
Yeah, news broke over the weekend. I believe Todd McShay broke it that the Tennessee Titans have respectfully canceled their private workouts with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter from the University of Colorado, which would then point to the Tennessee Titans all but being a lock for drafting Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, number one overall. Second pick is the Cleveland Browns. Conventional wisdom states that the Cleveland Browns will be selecting Travis Hunter, second overall, the two-way star Heisman Trophy winner from right here in the Atlanta area, Collins Hill High School, and of course Colorado, which then puts all eyes on the third pick of the draft, held by the New York Giants. They do need a quarterback. What will they do? Will they draft Shedeur Sanders, or will they take what many believe to be a bona fide stud, can't-miss prospect Abdul Carter, the defensive end from Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, if all things are being equal and they think they're both going to be great players, not even a question, they take the quarterback. But there is questions about – I mean, yes, it feels safer to take Abdul Carter. It feels safer, less risk. I'm not worried about any of that, you know, meddling or the family or the, you know, either the guy
the
can play
the prime effect.
Yeah, I mean, either the guy wants to be an elite player. His dad was an elite player. If you have a quarterback, you have a chance. If you don't, you have no chance. So, obviously, they have to make an assessment there on what they're going to do. I mean, you know, if New England is sitting there at four, they're going to do friggin' backflips if they get Abdul Carter at four.
Absolutely. So
I mean, beyond, right? So
you and I read the Todd McShay tweet. He says, you know, this one's a no-brainer. In my opinion, we both believe that he is leaning towards the Giants selecting Abdul Carter, the defensive stud from Penn State. D-Led also in his mock draft 3.0 that was released this morning in the AJC. D-Led also has the New York Giants selecting Abdul Carter. Of note, in the top 10, D-Led has the Jacksonville Jaguars selecting Jalen Carter out of Georgia at the number 5 spot. He has Shedeur Sanders sliding all the way to number 9.
Dude, can you
at the
imagine,
New Orleans Saints.
Just imagine, guys, for a second, that Shedeur Sanders rolls into the Big Easy. I mean, are you serious? Can you imagine the hype of having Dion and company there? What's your first thought when
they
you
would absolutely love?
Oh my
that.
God!
I mean, Shedeur, he with his personality, like you said, he would thrive in a city like New Orleans. But I would hate it just because, like, I don't want Shedeur here. Just on the off chance that he does turn out to be an all time great, like, I don't need that in the NFC South for the next decade.
And if he's an all time great that fell in the Saints' lap at 9,
exactly.
You got any notion that he's gonna go all the way down to 9?
No,
if he's sliding that far, Day-Day, do you think somebody would trade up and get him?
Shedeur, I can definitely see someone trading up to get him. The question is, you know, your quarterback needy teams are already all the way up at the top.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, at that point, you're looking at someone taking him as a secure backup.
Yeah, no, so, nobody's doing that in the top
You know
ten.
What I mean? So,
No. I mean, you're going to either trade up because you love him, or New Orleans is going to sit down there at 9 and be like, okay, let's go. Let's start the Shedeur Sanders, and they'll be happily tell Derek Carr. Is it Derek Carr is there
Carr,
now?
Yeah.
You're adorable. It's been fun.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate your services.
Maybe give us 5 or 6 games until we put Shedeur out.
Now
there,
watch these jerseys fly off. Yeah. So,
and they are in need of a quarterback of the future.
So who does he have on the Falcons?
Yeah, so D-Led obviously is the Falcons beat writer. I believe he's been.
That's right. Yeah.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He is.
Yeah, I think so.
He is.
D-Led's been on the Falcons beat for a while. At 15, D-Led has the Atlanta Falcons selecting Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas. I'm okay with that. I mean, I would prefer some defensive help.
Yeah, of course, everybody would.
But I'm okay with lines of scrimmage.
Who goes after him?
With the 16th pick in the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Mykel Williams, defensive end out of Georgia.
So Mykel Williams is available out of Georgia at 15, and we ain't taking him, right?
Yeah, get ready for the city to riot, basically. Right. That's what's going to happen.
Dylan, my question is this.
Yeah.
Dylan, tell me, did D-Led put Mykel Williams at 16, the pick after the Atlanta Falcons, to get the Atlanta Falcons fan base extremely fired up?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, I mean, the Cardinals are respectfully in need of pass rush too, but he definitely did that.
Is Mykel Williams going to last till 15?
I don't think so. I realistically
Drew,
don't think so.
You got him going at, I mean, I know the stock is kind of reversed in the last 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Where he's dropping.
Yes, and Jalen Walker is rising. Yeah. D-Led also has 4 Georgia Bulldogs going in his first round. He has Malachi Stark, safety, going 28th to the Lions. He's got Jared Wilson, center from Georgia, going 29th to the Washington Commanders. You know, Steak, it's all just so dependent, meaning if Shedeur were to slide to 9, I feel like somebody would trade up to get him before then. I feel like there would be a lot more action in the top 10 picks if top-tier talent like that started slipping away. So I think Mykel Williams goes before 15.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think, given the program he's coming out of, given the impact that you look at him and what he could do for an NFL team, given who his teammates are, given the track record with Georgia, what's happened of late, I just don't see that happening. And I can promise you this. Crank up the phone lines. I've been doing this a long time. If we pass on another Georgia player, if we pass on another defensive Georgia player to get an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys this?
That's a niche.
Real quick. If they do end up passing on a Mykel Williams to go get a Kelvin Banks, you would have to think if they're drafting Kelvin Banks at 15, that they mean they're going to move on from Caleb McGarry. And if they do move on from Caleb McGarry, they save $14.5 million against the salary cap if they release Caleb McGarry prior to June 1st. So with that extra money, would it make it okay if this scenario plays out where they draft Kelvin Banks, get rid of Caleb McGarry, and then use that money to maybe make a late trade for Trey Hendrickson? Would that make it okay if they pass up on a Georgia
player?
I mean,
Hendrickson's a baller.
Yeah, of course, if Hendrickson's in the mix.
Yeah.
So you're saying they might have something up their sleeve if that's the situation?
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
you're talking about a lot of things coming into play to get Trey Hendrickson here. I just don't see it. I think we are gonna try to trade down, possibly.
I'm okay with that as well.
Right?
I'm okay with that.
I mean, listen, the Falcons offseason has been thoroughly uninspiring. And the only reason that Falcon morale is not at an all-time low is because of 3 games from Michael Penix Jr.
That is 100% fact.
Yeah. I mean, he lost 2 out of 3 games. We think we have our quarterback of the future. You've talked to guys around the program. They are convinced just from practice in those 3 games that they have absolutely found a winner.
Yeah. I will say this as well. Michael Penix Jr., that Sunday night football game against the Washington Commanders for your playoff livelihood is what it was. The Commanders' defense was not anything outrageously special. But in the moment, what that moment was for Michael Penix Jr. to step in there, yes, he had 1 bad throw for an interception, to drive the Falcons back down the field, to force the game into overtime, the throw to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, the best, biggest catch of his career.
It showed you what you needed to see, that he has the it factor, that he can lead the team, that he can take command of the huddle, that he can drive down the field. He can make all the throws. There's no question about it. And, look, that's your future. So as
I mean, think about the position you would be in if Michael Penix hadn't, A, shown that, or, B, even been on the roster. I mean, think about what you've just come off of, a Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Kirk Cousins, three straight years, all its own nightmarish scenario in and of itself, each one of them, right?
Correct.
But then you're hanging on. Now we're our fourth quarterback in 4 years, and this looks like maybe we finally got it right.
You got a ton of talent around him. Bijan, Drake London had a great season. Darnell Mooney was a great acquisition.
Again, we will be fed that, you know, once again, drinking the Kool-Aid of, is Kyle Pitts ready to emerge?
But
Michael Penix Jr. wants to make him a factor.
I can promise you that expectations will be far less of what they were a year ago heading into the season.
Yeah. No, there you won't see anybody picking the Falcons for anything.